somewhat of the volume. Hello to all listeners. I'm your host, Roivy Hernandez, aka Roives. And in this show, Roives and Artists, I speak to mainstream artists, underground artists, and music creatives about their latest music releases, as my goal is to bring their music to more ears. Plus, we learn how music through history influences new music and the experimentation of creating different music for the future. This month's theme is synth pop. And for the next hour, you'll be hearing from artists here in San Francisco that incorporate synths into their music and bring that retro 80s vibes. I've always loved 80s inspired music, and I always say if I could go back in time to any decade, it would be the 80s. Our first guest is a duo group called Overgrown, spelled O-V-R-G-R-W-N, and are releasing an EP called Love Infinitely on May 8th. Let's listen to one of their recently released singles from this EP. Let's go. That song is titled Eat You Alive. I have Brandon Elias and Danae Labrania here, who make up Overgrown. Thank you guys for coming and taking your time to speak with me. Definitely bringing the summer craving with this track, and although we are far from Halloween, this one fits the fall time perfectly too. Before we keep playing more songs from the EP that is coming soon, let's share to the listeners more about Overgrown. Danae, you are 38 years old, and Brandon, you are 34. Danae, you're originally from SoCal, but moved here in 2005, and Brandon, you are born and raised here in San Francisco. Both of you guys learned to play instruments from a younger age, from the guitar and drums for Brandon and the piano for Danae. You guys debuted as Overgrown in 2020, and your guys' collective artist inspirations range from Fantogram to New Order and Depeche Mode. How did Overgrown start, and how did you both realize you guys were the perfect match to make music together, especially to make this type of genre involving synthwaves?
That's a great question, because Brandon and I have been making music for a lot longer than just Overgrown. We actually met on Craigslist. I put out an ad for a drummer for an indie surf rock band that I was in, and he annihilated that audition. And so we just started making music from that. And then when that band started to kind of dissolve, Brandon actually approached me with this idea of Overgrown. So
yeah, so I think it was probably 2018 or 2019. I was really into things like Stranger Things and the Drive soundtrack, and so I drew a lot of inspiration from 80s influence sounds, like a passion for it, similar to what you were talking about, Ravi, and pitched the original vision for this, and we've been kind of evolving it ever since, going from synthwave to now more like darker wave and darker pop stuff too.
But how, or what was the thought process in using synth? Like, who originated that?
Yeah, it was me. I mean, I was primarily just like a drummer in rock bands for like a lot of my teenage years through my 20s. And so as Overgrown was starting to dissolve, I wanted to get more to the production side. And so synth seemed super approachable.
Nice. That's interesting though. Craigslist.
Absolutely. Cool. The best Craigslist find I've ever had.
Yeah. Cool. Let's listen to the next track that will be part of the EP. This one was released in February and is titled Heaven in Your Arms.
Closer every hour. Let me feel your power.
This song is definitely one you play when you have found that sweet love. I love how you started the track with lyrics, quote, starry-eyed, big surprise, just you wait and see. Fantasize, crystallized, your breath inside of me. A finish line, terrified, are you eternity? All design starts a line, love infinitely. End quote. First, great rhyming, but also mentioning Love Infinitely, which is the name of the EP. And after playing these two tracks, which you guys have already released, it's clear the theme is more dark synth pop and dark romance. Now, you guys have already filmed a music video for Heaven in Your Arms here in the Mission District, I believe, which is set to be released on YouTube in June. What can people expect to see in the music video, and why name the EP Love Infinitely?
I love this question. It's kind of got like two questions in it. So the reason that this EP is called Love Infinitely is because, like you mentioned, a lot of the lyrics that you hear in this one are just about true love. I feel super lucky and super also just like vulnerable, but this is the first body of work that I've ever written that is just about me being head over heels in love with my new partner. Like if you've been listening to my lyrics, even from Sun Haze days or even early Overgrown, there's a lot of like pain, a lot of toxic relationships. And so it's been really, really beautiful just being able to write about someone who is super supportive and just, you know, that's why it's called Love Infinitely. Yeah.
And then I guess to your second question about the music video, this is a Danae's concept as well, so I'll just kind of speak her vision to truth here. But because we started as like primarily a synthwave act, but we were trying to tap into more of like dark wave and some of the genres that you mentioned, the concept behind it is like battle of the bands type thing or talent show type performance where we go out, we're super nervous. To see like if we're going to be judged by people who have, you know, liked our previous music, are they going to like our current music? And then switches into kind of a fantasy world inside of our heads. I don't know if Danae, if you had anything else you wanted to add about it though.
Yeah, it's just basically we know that with any artist, when they start diving into different styles or different, like a different avenue, people judge them, right? So we wanted to play on that fact and kind of poke fun at it and just like acknowledge, like, yes, we know we're kind of, you know, going in a different direction slightly. And, you know, but we're going to have fun with it. And we're just going to just dream our biggest dreams, you know?
It still has that Overgrown touch from the beginning. So
thank you.
Let's transition to a track you guys released back in May of 2021. This one is called The Writers.
Oh,
great song to play on a late night drive with the windows open. For sure, my personal favorite, especially that saxophone solo at the end. And it makes sense, as this is your guys' most streamed song. How have you guys grown since then? For example, Brandon in production and composition, and Danae vocally. What is the growth you guys can see in yourself as artists? And what has been the most important lesson you guys have learned as a group?
I think we have tried to become less maximalist, at least from the production side. That's been a big thing. I think you can hear in that song, it's very bombastic. It's very cinematic. And this new EP that we are going to put out, and I think the music we're going to put out going forward is a little bit more intimate feeling, a little bit more of a band and less overly produced. At least that's one of the goals that I'm trying to go for. But I don't know. What about you, Danae?
Yeah, from my perspective, I'd say less of the writing side and the production side, but what Overgrown has really challenged me in is the performing side. This is the first project that I've been in where I'm not hiding behind a guitar. I don't have an instrument in my hand. It's just me and the microphone. And so I really had to learn quickly how to adapt to not being able to just close my eyes and stand and strum a guitar and sing my words. I had to learn how to connect with the audience in a way that I had never done before. So I'm just so grateful for this project for allowing me to just open up and be more vulnerable in that sense, in a performing sense.
And out of curiosity, what would you guys say to you guys 4 or 5 years ago artistically? Any advice you would, if you could go back?
I would probably just say just continue to try things out, but don't be overly attached to the outcome. I think it's been an interesting journey for us in Overgrown with some incredible highs and some crazy weird lows too. We were, at one point we were signed, and then dropped very quickly. So, it's been a journey, but and I think one of our EPs is called Momentary High, and I think that kind of captured some of the feelings we were going through in terms of the roller coaster ride for the band. So I think the biggest advice I give myself is just to stay true to what the vision is, try to be proud of the music itself. And as long as I'm happy with it, try to not be attached to the outcome or expectations for it.
And you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would just say to myself, just continue to trust each other. I think that we are experimenting a lot, especially in this new body of work. I'm experimenting with new rhythmic vocal patterns and just different ideas. But I feel just remembering to trust that both of us are making the decisions that we are to just for the benefit of us. It's just continue to trust each other in our experiments.
Yes, yes, trust, definitely. To finish, let's play an unreleased track from the EP. So this will be a first-time listen on Hyde FM. Let's hear.
Under, tell me there's no other. I'm the one.
This one is called Temporary Love. There are a total of 4 tracks on the Love Infinitely EP, and you will have to stay tuned on May 8th to hear that final track. So make sure to listen to Overgrown's EP, again called Love Infinitely, releasing in 3 weeks, and the rest of their music catalog on Spotify or Apple Music. So last question for you guys, will there be a listening party for this EP that people can show up to? And any last words or anything that you would like to say?
Yeah, so we actually did have a listening party for this EP right over here at Skylark on 16th. It was so fun and it was so cute, and we were so appreciative of everybody who showed up and showed out. And yeah, just, I guess, thank you so much for having us. This has been incredible and so much fun, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Ravi, for inviting us. Again, I think it's going to be 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks until, am I wrong?
I don't know.
It might be 3 weeks until the EP is out. But yeah, hopefully folks who listened to the interview enjoyed it and will check it out. 3 weeks out. But yeah, thank you again so much for having us.
Likewise. And also, like we mentioned earlier, Heaven in Your Arms has a music video. Will any of these other tracks have a music video too?
I really want to say yes, I want videos for them. I haven't actually told him that yet, but yes, very much so. I have some ideas flowing in my head that we should talk about in our next sync.
There you go. That'll be the chat for yes. Tonight or this weekend. Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you again, both. I do appreciate you guys coming here, and much success to you guys.
Thank you so much.
Again, listen to Love Infinitely on May 8th. The next guest blends sci-fi and synthesizers into the music they create and is a perfect mix for and or while playing or while riding on BART train. His name is Daniel Trebejo Ariza, artistically known as Saturn Ford. Let's hear.
It's time to make love. It's time to make love.
That track is titled Terminator, released last summer from his most recent EP called Ford Summer Mix Volume 3. Saturn IV, thank you very much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to have this opportunity to speak with you today.
Let's quickly share to the listeners a bit about who you are and your journey into music. You are 24 years old and originally from Hayward, California. You learned to play the piano from a young age and performed in talent shows growing up and started songwriting in high school. That is where you experimented and started to put your lyrics to electronic sounds. Your top music inspirations are Tears for Fears, Nine Inch Nails, and Lady Gaga. You love the analog texture of 80s synth pop and believe synth music is the future, and you want to be a part of this. Now, you record, produce, and write all of your music, which I know can be challenging, but that shows your talent and dedication into what you do. Explain to the listener why you go by the name Saturn Ford, because you've shared that you went by Julius Caesar prior, as that's the name you decided back in high school, and then you changed it to Saturn Ford, as you believe it fits you better as you've grown artistically. So the question is, what does Saturn Ford mean, or how do you better identify with this name?
Yeah, I was one of those kids who had like a really big obsession with like ancient Greece and ancient Rome. So I had like a little like Julius Caesar phase as a kid. And I don't know why that just like stuck with me in high school. So I told myself, oh, when I eventually like start to release my own music, I would go by Julius Caesar. But I think as I started to make my own music and release it, I realized I didn't really connect with that name because I felt like it didn't say anything about me or about like what my music represented. So I kind of just sat down and just like brainstormed about like what exactly it is. How do I want to represent myself? And so I'm a huge sci-fi nerd. I love space and all that. And so I thought, well, I could just name myself Saturn because that's my favorite planet and add like a little like something that sounds classic and sort of like American. I feel like there's nothing more American than Ford. So I just put the two together. And I feel like now as I move through like music making, I feel like I'm slowly but surely like becoming Saturn Ford the more I make music.
No, knowing that now, that's really, really cool. So, and I do also like sci-fi movies, sci-fi films. My dad would watch sci-fi all the time. So
yeah,
we have that in common. So back to the track we just played, you shared that Terminator is about a gay robot whose only directive is to fall in love. And a big inspo is the legendary films of Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's clear you love sci-fi movies, so I would assume a dream of yours would be to one day have a song of yours on a sci-fi film soundtrack, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think either a song of mine or, like, doing the score for a sci-fi film I think would be really cool. I love, like, the music from the Aliens soundtrack or, like, Arrival, like, a more modern sci-fi film. I just love all of that, like, ambiance, and there's so much, like, I feel synth work that goes into that people don't really know about that I feel like I could really do a lot with.
Let's hear the next track. This one is titled Mr. Mundane.
Sing to me, doctor. 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 Sing to me, doctor.
Here you got lyrics such as, quote, my cheddar is too sharp for your BLT. It's time for a lesson, another dimension. Make you a freak like the rest of us. Mr. Mundane, Mr. Nocturnal, please make me sane, make me commercial. Sing to me now, sing to me, doctor. What inspired this track?
So this song is just kind of about like the big fear of being like, of being mundane, literally, like of settling and like not doing anything with my life, I think was a big fear. Yeah, I feel like these are maybe like some of my favorite lyrics I've ever written, just because they're so kooky and they don't like, they're just kind of nonsensical. But I feel like in the grand scheme of the song, like that's kind of what it's all about. Like I wouldn't have wanted it to have boring lyrics, because then I would be Mr. Mundane. So it's kind of just the fear of being Mr. Mundane and sort of learning how can I become a freak and how can I become something different than what I'm supposed to be doing.
And I like that because it's not something you really hear often, you know.
Yeah.
To deviate a bit, I don't know if you're keeping up with Coachella, mm-hmm. but I know you come from Hispanic parents from Peru and Colombia. And Karol G, who is Colombian, was the first Latin artist to headline at the festival. Yeah. Did you watch her performance for Weekend One? And if so, what did you enjoy from her performance?
Yeah, I did watch it. My mom is a huge Karol G fan. So I'm Colombian from her side. And yeah, it was so great to see how happy she was up on stage, and her speech about like not feeling fear, only feeling pride. Like, I feel like that just applies to all people across all nationalities. So it was so much fun to see her like being up there and being her true self, which I think is just what we all want to do.
And how does this represent? I mean, you just little bit touched on it, but specifically does that Colombian representation make you feel?
Yeah, I feel like Colombia is more and more coming into the mainstream. Like we've always had Shakira, but then we've also had like Maluma and Karol G. So it's always fun to see Colombians up on stage, on TV, just like sort of just being themselves and bringing our culture out into the world. And yeah, I mean, it makes me feel like I can go up there and do the same thing with them.
Will you watch her again for Sunday, for Weekend 2?
Oh, yeah. I love watching artists on Weekend 2 because they always switch things up. So I'm really excited to see if she does something different, what that'll be.
True. It's like Weekend 2 is always like the surprise, like, and somehow it's 10 times better.
Yeah.
It's time for a short segment I call Current Music Fact, where we discuss a news topic related to music. This past month, Netflix and Warner Music Group set an exclusive multi-year first look deal that will see the streamer make documentary series and films exploring the lives, music, and legacies of Warner Music Group's artists and songwriters past and present. Warner Music Group is partnering with Unigram, run by Amanda Ghost and Gregor Cameron, to serve as a production arm for Warner Music Group's long-form programming, and Warner Music Group and Unigram will work to develop each project in collaboration with the artists or their estates. Some of the artists under the Warner Music Group label are Bruno Mars, Dua Lipa, Madonna, David Guetta, and Omar Apollo, to name a few. Which artists would you like to see a documentary of, and overall, what are your thoughts on this deal?
I would definitely love to see something from Madonna. I know we've gotten like a behind the scenes from her in the past, but that was like years and years ago. So I feel like she definitely has a lot more to cover now. And yeah, I'm just like in a huge Madonna phase right now. So I would love to see whatever they do with her. And yeah, I think it's great that we're spotlighting artists. I know Warner Music Group has like a big roster, like you mentioned. And yeah, I think anything to get like the music making process out into the world is always helpful, because that's how we make the next generation of artists.
Very, very, very true. Let's get into a track, a quick track. This one you titled Training Montage.
Over mankind. Our heroes war against the machines for better.
This track mentions the future in the year 2084 about a war between humans and machines. You haven't used AI to make your music and have shared that you don't plan to either. That being said, you do think AI could be useful in coming up with concepts or helping put together an online marketing plan. That is the hard part of AI, is understanding where to draw the line. And record labels and AI-generated music platforms are still negotiating deals, especially when it comes to copyright, royalties, etc. And regardless of what happens in the next year and moving forward, how do you think there can be a middle ground?
Yeah, I kind of just realized, like, as I, like, I didn't mean to make the connection between, like, AI and Terminator, because I guess technically, like, the Terminator is an AI, so kind of freaky on that end. But I feel like with AI, it's always hard, because I think you never know what was made by a human and what wasn't made by a human. So I feel like a big first step would probably be transparency about what is AI and what isn't AI. Especially, like, I don't know, if I'm, like, on Spotify listening to an artist, I would want to know if it was an AI artist or, like, created with AI, right? So I feel like transparency is a really big first step in learning how to embrace a technology, because that way I think there's just less confusion about, like, how we're going to adapt to AI.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to know. I think we would all love that transparency. Let's play one last track from the EP. This one is called Burn the Bridge. We only played 4 tracks tonight, but there are a total of 6 on the EP. The other 2 are called Red Line and Endless Summer. So, Saturn Ford, can listeners expect a Ford Summer Mix Volume 4 this summer?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I always envisioned this as, like, a trilogy, and especially with this one, like, my mentality was either, like, go big or go home, and I felt like I went pretty big. So I feel like Ford Summer Mix Volume 4 would have to be, like, a crazy big thing, which I don't have the money or time for.
Okay, so, okay. I was actually expecting it this summer for some reason.
Oh, really? But I am planning on, like, kind of bringing everything together this summer and sort of have it be, like, the final summer, like, a big send-off to, like, this whole, like, trilogy. So there will still be more to come in terms of summer mixes.
Okay. Yeah. I do want to mention that Saturn Ford doesn't just make synth-pop music, although that is most of his music catalog. He also has an EP called February, which was released in 2024. That is more indie pop, correct?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, a little bit more acoustic leaning, kind of like singer-songwriter-y. It was funny because I told myself, like, that is my way of, like, telling myself I could do something that wasn't just like 80s inspired synth pop. And then funny enough, it was also like the first like big project that I put out. So I think people maybe like expected that sound from me, but in my mind I was like, this is not at all what I do. Right. So it kind of took like a lot of like reintroducing after I put that out to be like, hey, this is not my genre, but still very much me.
And what other genres could you see yourself playing around with or creating that you haven't already tried or experimented with?
Yeah, I definitely want to lean more into like rock music. I feel like this last EP was sort of edging into that territory, but I definitely want to go more hardcore, like more industrial rock vibes. Yeah, I feel like that is really like where I want to go next.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Saturn Ford, thank you once again for your time. I also appreciate you being here. Listen to Ford's Summer Mix Volume 3 on all streaming platforms. Thanks for listening till the end. I'm Ruby Hernandez. Stay blessed and stay tuned for the next show. Good night.